If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the lonely neighbor boy, Jay, and with me is the guy that's in debt, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What anime did we cover this week?
We covered the claymation classic, Rilakkuma and Kaoru.
Yeah, and do you have the synopsis ready?
And yes. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Animal Month.
Oh yeah, Animal. Well, this is Animal Month.
This is the inaugural Animal Month. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna kick it off with Rilakkuma and Kaoru. And here is the synopsis, Jay. Life might be a little mundane, but Kaoru gets to go home to Rilakkuma, her endearingly lazy roommate who happens to be a fuzzy toy bear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and misses out on her bird. What is her bird's name?
Akira Tori,
and what's the little bear's name?
That guy has a super hard name. Korilakkuma. Korilakkuma.
Korilakkuma. Little bear. We call him Little Bear. It's adorable.
Yeah, Little Bear, Big Bear, and Bird.
Bird. Exactly. All right, Jay, do you have the facts ready?
Yes. And the facts aren't really that... I mean, this is a fairly new anime, so there's not... Well, a lot of people are involved that are also new, so there's not too much to talk about. But Rilakkuma and Kaoru is a stop-motion slice-of-life animation released in 2019.
I'll say claymation, I guess stop-motion classic.
Yeah, stop-motion, yeah.
It's fine.
There are 13 episodes. This is based on the characters from San X, which is a stationery company.
Okay.
This is directed by Masahito Kobayashi, and he's only directed one other thing, and it's called Outdoor Rock and Roll. I don't know what that is.
All right.
And the studio is Dorf Studios with a collaboration with San X Stationery. And the only other things that Dorf Studios has done is an anime called Mr. Osomatsu, and something called Japan Animator Expo. I don't know what that is, but it has like 6 episodes or something like that.
Oh, so that's the Japan Animator Expo. That's actually where Sex, Violence, and Mock Speed, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Premiered. That's also, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you ever heard or seen a Me. It's a music video. That's also in that came from there, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right, so this was licensed by Netflix. The music is done by Shigeru Kishida, and he's also composed is Tada's Do It All House, which is like a live action. I'm not sure if it's a movie or a TV show. And Shigeru is also an actor, and he plays a hippie in Oh My Buddha, the live action version.
All right.
So. Yeah, so that was... I mean, he has 4 credits to him, and that's, like, 2 out of the 4.
That's pretty funny.
And Rilakkuma is the 3rd one. there is no opening song. There's an opening jingle, but that's probably by Shigeru. And the ending song is called Sampo, and it's by Kuiruli. Q-U-R-U-L-I. Mm-hmm. Which is a band that's still active that started in the 90s.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And as for cross media, there's the Sanex stationery stuff. You can buy like pens, pencils, and paper and stuff with these characters on them, along with a whole bunch of other anapromorphic things. And there's actually a comic about Rilakkuma out there somewhere.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so that's all I really have for the facts. Do you have anything general you want to talk about?
Yeah, this anime is weird.
Yeah?
To say the least about it.
It's kind of hard to, do you actually consider this, an anime? Or is it just an animation?
Well, anime is short for animation.
Yeah.
Japanese anime.
But we, attach anime to, 2D stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, I would say...
It fits the category.
Yeah, as long as it's Japanese animation. Like, anime is, to me, anime is like a reference to Japanese animation, you know?
Okay.
So that's why you call, like, Avatar The Last Airbender is an American anime. So this is like, yeah, I would say this is an anime of sorts.
Okay.
How do you see, would you see it, do you see it the same way, or?
Yeah, I feel like it definitely is, it fits the category of it being an anime. I mean, I feel like it's a slice of life anime.
Yeah, as strange as it is a slice of life anime. Mm-hmm. You know what one fear I had was watching this anime?
What?
I was like, man, I really hope these bears aren't just like a figment of her imagination.
Oh, that would be scary.
Yeah, like the whole time, I was hoping, like, okay, somebody talk to these bears. Somebody, like, the bears interact with somebody else. Because I was, like, watching how they were just interacting with the universe.
Yeah.
And the thing that made me most excited was when they got the jobs. I was like, okay, all right, they're real.
For sure.
They're real.
Real.
Because I thought the ending was going to be they were going to go and, or when she moved out, she was going to, like, leave them behind, you know? Like, she was going to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's one of the big themes of this show, I would actually say, is moving on.
Yeah, like, for sure. And, like, yeah, I guess moving on is, like, pretty much the moral of, like, the story.
Yeah, like, how she's stagnant in her life.
Mm-hmm.
There's that whole beginning with her coworker telling her about her her flower viewing is just it's a party for the people who are left behind.
Yeah.
And she figures out she was like the only one who hasn't moved on.
Yeah.
And then she starts
that's also the episode where I figured out this is not really a kid's show.
Which is the first episode.
Drinking beer.
Yeah. She comes home all drunk too.
Mm-hmm. It's not the first time she drinks beer in the show.
Oh, the last time. It's not the last time. God, this anime had some really, really deep, like, episodes, like things that kind of hit close to home to me.
Definitely. As well. Same for me. There's a lot of things that I related to with this show, this anime.
I think in the last episode, it's a it touches on it a little bit. Like, I wish it would dive more into it, but she starts talking about, like, her self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she sees the cat in the store window that's, you know, it's like $1,000 for that cat or something like that.
Yeah.
And she goes, I wonder if there was a price value on me, how much would it be? She goes, oh, it's probably zero because I'm worthless. I was like, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she falls into, like, this weird abyss of, like, water where she starts drowning. Which is, like, a really cool thing for, like, she was having, like, a panic attack.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, I feel. Mm-hmm. The anime kind of touches on stuff like that. But then, like, quickly, like, leaves. Like, it doesn't really stay on it for too long.
Yeah, this anime, like, touches upon, like, anxiety, like, in different spots.
Anger, too,
mm-hmm.
with, or jealousy, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
And, do you think she deserved being left there? I thought that was pretty funny, a pretty good, like, gotcha moment, for Kaoru.
Left where?
When they went to Hawaii and left Kaoru behind.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. I thought she was being a real B when she told them, like, oh, I'm not going to take you guys. I want to go with my boyfriend or my future husband.
Yeah.
And, and then I don't get to go? And they're like, oh, no, they said that you should go with your husband or your future boyfriend.
Future boyfriend.
I was like, dang, got him.
You know, one thing I really enjoyed about, about this anime is that the main antagonist that's, like, introduced, like, at the end is just the house being torn down. It's like a real world thing that could happen.
Right. You gotta go find a new apartment.
Got a new, yeah, and that's a lot scarier than a lot of anime villains. Like, oh my god, the stress.
You know what pissed me off about that ending was, like, not through the whole series, but there's a whole episode where Kaoru's mom, like, begs Kaoru to come back home and help,
yeah,
help farm. And then now that she's like, okay, I'm going to come home because I got nowhere to go, the brother calls her and is like, oh, no, me and my wife. I think it's him and his wife, or him and mom are getting together, or getting
the
along.
The wife and the mom is getting together.
Getting along, right?
Getting along.
Yeah, he's like, so don't come, because you might ruin it.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you might be like a third wheel to this.
That's horrible.
What a complete 180 for the mom, like, just hating the wife, and then now that she's successful with the cherry sake,
right,
like, all of a sudden they're like best friends.
God, it's so good. I really, this, oh, man, weird anime's weird, Jay. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk about, do you have anything, other general thing you want to talk about? Because we could always talk about more stuff in episode stuff.
Yeah.
Later on.
So, yeah, we can move on.
Okay, let's talk about art. Before we talk about character designs, how did you feel about the 3D in this anime at points?
You mean like the stop motion?
Well, there were some things that were like CG. 3D, like CG animated.
Yeah, well, I remember. Like,
and they're, I think they really stand out, too.
Yes. There was one part that I thought looked really weird. I think it was when Takeo moved out, and he was, like, in the moving truck, mm-hmm, driving away. And I think Rolakuma and the other bear started, like, running towards it, right? From a faraway distance. And the way they ran was, like, super weird. Like, it was too fluid for a claymation, for sure.
Or stop motion, yeah.
Yeah, stop motion.
Which is a kind of, like, which is claymation is stop motion, but with clay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this is claymation? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know the whole thing with stop motion.
Anyway, I know it's stop motion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're made of clay. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Which is the big difference. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go on with the, or were you done?
Oh, I was done. It was just the way that they moved seemed like really like out of place. It looked too fluid, and I was like, and then as soon as I saw it, I was like, was that CG? I don't know.
There was one where it was, the episode before that, it's, which is weird because it's a CG, CG Kaoru's, Kaoru's co-worker, and it's just like a straight shot of her talking to her from like Kaoru's perspective, and then it swaps back to stop motion when it becomes like a side profile of the two.
Okay.
And it was like just really weird. It's really weird in the face, like it's really obvious, and it's like super weird. But other than that, how do you feel about the character design? I think they're all really, really cute.
Yeah, the bears and Kiratori, they look all super cute.
Now that you say that they're mascots for like a stationery company, I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm. And Kaoru, I like the way that Kaoru looks. I like her hair. She has like a bob. And
I really like the coworker's hair. How she has the strand. The single strand coming off, and how she's always like pushing it back into her hair. It looks really cool.
Yeah, one thing I really enjoyed was Kaoru. Kaoru has definitely some style. I like the way that she dresses.
Yeah,
like with the long like bell bottom kind of pants. Not bell bottom, but like flowy pants with like a tucked in shirt. Looks really good on her.
She does, but she dresses kind of plain in a way as well too.
Yeah,
it's like the first anime or first thing I watched where I was like, this is a plain girl. Like, she's very like, they make a point to say like she's boring, which she is like a boorish person most of the time. And it's like the only, like I said, this is the only time in anime where they've called somebody boring, and like I 100% agree with it. But it's not boring in a bad way. Like, her life is mundane. Like, that's the point, is her life's a little mundane. She's a mundane person. Trying to think of any other character designs I really liked.
I like Takeo.
Takeo's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. The delivery guy, I like the sweat.
The food in here actually looks really cool for being stop motion.
Like the pancakes.
The pancakes, the beans.
The omelet.
Yeah, look really cool. Do you have any cinematography notes? Or do you have something else to say?
I was just going to mention that when they made the omelets on the scary movie episode,
mm-hmm.
I felt that the little bear put way too much ketchup on it. Kind of grossed me out.
Yeah, I get you. All right.
Cinematography.
Do you have any cinematography notes?
You know, I really liked the... Speaking of the scary episode, the movie, I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah, that was really... I really liked the art shake-up there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I was like, am I watching the same anime? What's going on here?
I know. Trying to think of anything I really liked. I could think of anything, really. Oh, well, I guess there was the whole her drowning in her anxiety. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. There's like really cool moments like that where she like displaces herself in the world in her head. Like in the first episode, I remember she's she imagines the two people feeding her. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
In an allusion to her. Oh, I guess the other really cool one is the ant versus the cherries, like on the scale, like which one's worth more. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
Other than that, I can't really think of any other big cinematography things.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Let's talk about characters. I don't know if you have any least favorite characters. Except for me, I think I have a least favorite character.
Well, one thing I mean, the character itself, I don't really mind. It's just there's one thing that bothered me about him. Mr. Boss, Mr. Kato.
Yeah.
The way that he talks really, the way his lips moved really bothered me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. I think, except for one character I feel in this anime, I feel like everyone's real stilted.
Okay.
I think I mentioned to you, it feels like Pepsi Man, the game, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go look up the Pepsi Man FMVs.
Yeah.
And it's like, at any point, everyone just sounds really stiff. Almost everybody sounds really stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, Wendy Lee, who is an actual voice actress. She sounds really good in her roles here. The girl who plays the coworker, she's like a vet in the anime industry, and she's really good. But everyone else didn't get a lot of direction. Especially Kaoru doesn't feel like she got any direction whatsoever.
Yeah.
It almost, like I said, it feels like she's gonna like go into English sometimes,
and I get that.
And a lot of the, I feel the translations or localization of the script is a little weird too, because like you'll sit there and like a lot of the times it feels like word soup.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just so weird. It's just not like nobody talks like that kind of thing. Almost, I guess, like the other best way I can put it is, it almost felt like a weird avant-garde film.
like a project thing?
Yeah. Like, it's so weird. Like, almost they told her purposefully to act like this. Like, talk like this.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of like, I feel like they told her, like, just be awkward on the microphone, and then that's it.
Yeah. But it's so weird. Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of like kid shows too, the voice acting.
Oh yeah.
And that's what also really kind of weirded me out. Like, the weird, what's the phrase I'm looking for? The cadence. The cadence is really weird of how she talks.
Yeah.
And, like, how she enunciates is, like, make sure you get every syllable and follow the same cadence. Don't break cadence.
Yeah, you could hear it in like the way that she says the characters' names, like Rilakkuma. Yeah. Like she says it like super, like every syllable.
Yeah, Rilakkuma. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I don't know. I didn't like it at first. It was a little off-putting, but I ended up getting used to it. I was like, it's just how it is.
Yeah, I didn't really mind it too much.
Like, I thought about going to Japanese just to hear how it sounded in Japanese. Because maybe, mm-hmm. maybe it did kind of sound like a kid's show in Japanese as well. And that's what yeah. they were aiming for. But I don't know. It's just. So, do you have any underutilized characters, Jay?
I mean, I feel like Rilakkuma didn't really do much in the anime.
Yeah, just be adorable.
Yeah, that's all he really did. Other than that, I feel like everybody was pretty utilized pretty well.
I don't think she was underutilized, but two characters I wish there were more of in this anime were the coworker. I really would have wanted to see more of her. I really liked her. And then I really liked the ghost girl.
Oh, yeah. The ghost girl was awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that she would become like their fifth friend or their fourth friend, you know?
Yeah.
Or second friend. It doesn't matter how you count it. But
what about the alien?
The alien. That episode's also a little weird. Yeah, but that ghost girl, I thought she was real cute.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, there's not much to talk about with the other, like, the quote-unquote good characters. You know, uh-huh. Kaoru, she's cool. Awkward.
Yeah.
Super awkward. I really wish her and the delivery guy at least had a conversation.
I know, right? End.
But I do like, she tells the house manager, like, oh, no, he's not my boyfriend, but he's going to be.
He's like, oh, not yet.
Not yet. I know. That's really, really good. Anybody else you want to talk about, Jay? This might be a quick podcast, Jay.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really that much to talk about.
Especially in character-wise, there's not much to talk about.
I mean, I like Takeo. I like how, like, when Takeo was introduced, he was almost like a... like, played up to be, like, a villain or something like that.
Right. And he's just a kid who wants to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was, like, made up to be like, oh, he kidnapped Rilakkuma and...
Like, no, they're just playing games.
Yeah, they're playing some video games.
All right, Jay. Favorite moments, least favorite moments. I actually want to talk about least favorite moments first.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the mushroom episode really grossed me out.
Yeah.
There's this something with the human reaction of, like, watching things pop, like, mushrooms pop up on things that just, like...
Yeah.
Really made me uncomfortable.
The thing where, like, you see a spider and then you feel like you have spiders all over you. That kind of...
Yeah.
That kind of feeling, the heebie-jeebies kind of deal.
Or, like, it's like, what is that? It's like human response.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, it grows out of them, I was like, yeah, don't eat that. Like, my mind was saying, like, don't even try it. And, like, when she, like, plucked it off of them, it, like, was really gross. It made me feel really gross.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so glad she didn't eat it. one cool thing I actually, like a really cool detail I liked from that scene is as they're watching the frog dance, it keeps on going like back and forth to them like watching. Or it's like a thing from like the frog's perspective, them looking at it. And you can see the mushrooms on the grill start to burn.
Oh, yeah.
And like every time it goes back, it happens like one or two shots of them going back, and like each time they're progressively getting more burnt, until finally they're just destroyed at the end.
Yeah.
Another thing I didn't really like about this anime, I said earlier, but the majority of the voice acting.
Yeah.
Did not think it was good. I know Kaoru, looked at Kaoru's voice actor, and she's not really a voice actor. She's like a Netflix actor or whatever
that
got big on a show, and then they just put her on here.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, whatever. Like I said, Wendy Lee's really good, except for like the actual voice actors. I thought they're really good.
Yeah.
They probably didn't need a lot of direction.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like Wendy Lee does. I mean, she has a really good voice, but she doesn't really have a huge range in her voice. She has like young Wendy Lee and like old Wendy Lee, and that's it. And she uses both in this anime.
Yep.
Trying to think of anything else I didn't really like. Go ahead, do you have any
scenes or moments?
Yeah.
I don't really have any least favorite moments. I thought like the majority of the anime was pretty good.
Yeah, I would also say the majority of it is pretty good. Which goes to like favorite moments. The ghost girl.
That was a great episode. That the ghost girl.
That might be my favorite episode of the series, just because it's talking about, you know, love and everything.
Yeah,
and it's pretty good.
I think my favorite episode would probably be the job. Getting all the two bears and the bird getting a job.
If Rila Kuma sitting in the pot at the end, he's like, eat me.
They eat me.
Oh, I thought that was real sad. I was like, oh, Rila Kuma, you're adorable.
Yeah, I know. What I really enjoyed was Kira Tori gets a cleaning job and he's like hella good at it, and like everybody's like praising him and stuff.
Yo,
I really enjoyed that.
One of my favorite things is in this anime, stop motion cats are adorable. Oh my god, they're so cute.
When you went to Japan, you went to like a pet cafe.
Yeah, I went
right?
to a pet cafe. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And in there, we went to we saw hedgehogs. There were hedgehogs, yeah. And then they had Shibas as well. And those were pretty cool. I wish I would have went to like
Shiba Inus, right?
Yeah. I really wish you would have went to like another weird one. Yeah, like an owl cafe or like a cat cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Shibas were adorable. And we were like the only one, I think we were like the first ones in there, and the guy was like, yeah, usually it's like you gotta pay per every like 15 minutes you're here. He's like, but no one's here, you guys can just chill. And he goes, and usually you have to pay double or pay to do both things, like to pet the dogs or play with the hedgehogs. But he's like, you can do both, it doesn't really matter.
That must have been the owner or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And she was her adorable dogs too.
Yeah,
too bad they're real a-holes to train, because I would get one if I had a chance.
Yeah, they're more like
cats, I hear.
They're more like cats. Yeah,
they're like real stubborn, you know. They also, Shiba, fun fact, you know they do like butt bumps and stuff,
mm-hmm.
too, like they attack you with their butts. Just like Hip Whip Girl, I forget the name of the anime. I'll talk,
oh yeah. Hip Whip,
gosh, oh, I know. God. That's bugging me now. Anyway, yeah.
Kaijo.
Yeah, Kaijo, there you go. Or Keijo. Keijo. Hip Whip Girl. The better name. Should have went with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other favorite moments, Jay?
Them getting viral with the
that's pretty cute.
Hawaii song.
Yeah, that was real cute. That was real cute for them. Oh, another moment I hate. Kyra doesn't appreciate Hawaiian hosts. You know what? I appreciate Hawaiian hosts, Macadamia Nuts. send your Hawaiian host Macadamia Nuts to Anime Cherry Bomb. I'll take them.
I know. Those are really good candy.
I know. Do they make them dark chocolate? Can you eat them?
I don't think they.
I think it's always
milk.
I think
milk. They do have dark chocolate, but it still has milk in it.
Really? Oh, so it's that kind of percent?
Yeah.
I love Hawaiian. I used to. So, real quick aside, I had a friend who was had a family in Hawaii, and they had connects at the Hawaiian host plant. So he would bring like 20 boxes to work every month and just sling them at the back of his.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I used to be like, bring me five. And I'll every month give him $25 for some Hawaiian Host. And it's delicious. I love Hawaiian Host.
Yeah. Macadamia is like a great, great combo with chocolate.
Oh, trying to think of any other things I really liked.
Cairo getting in debt. That was cool.
Yeah. A lot of the adult stuff I really enjoyed too. A lot of like the mental.
Oh yeah. Health, the adult themes and stuff.
Yeah. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. Especially like in the first episode, like you said, it gets you already, but like, this isn't just a anime, or this isn't just like a kid's anime. Like the whole thing of like being left behind is like a real like scary thought, at least to me.
Being left behind, people are getting married and people aren't I don't know, they're not the same anymore.
Yeah, poor Kaoru when she got just dished in front of everybody.
I know, one of her college friends is on TV.
Yeah, real cool.
The cooking show
exactly.
Funny is when they're at that cooking show part, it's like she revealed the food, right? And it was like a fish or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that looks super bland.
Yeah, I get you. Oh, the 5-minute gourmet meal or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, I bet that's super bland.
All right, Jay, do you have anything final you want to say before we end the wrap up?
Stop motion's pretty cool. I really enjoy this medium.
Yeah. I kind of want to know if there's any more stop motion anime series like this.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Really enjoyed it. It was really different.
Yeah, very different. It's pretty refreshing. I mean, sometimes like when we're watching anime, sometimes I look at my phone and stuff while I'm like doing like the boring parts or something like that. But this one, I was pretty hooked on it.
Yeah, it's enthralling. The animation is like real interesting. Mm. All right, accessibility, Jay. I think anybody can watch this anime.
Yeah, they're just like stuff like the alcohol and
yeah,
I mean, that's about it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Kara was in a bikini at one point.
Yeah, but that's not too bad.
Yeah,
and then you can catch this on, and there's adult, like I said, kind of adult themes. Mm-hmm. And then it's on Netflix, exclusive, so check it out. I think this is like even funded by Netflix too. Usually like Netflix just buys licenses, like
yeah,
they
I think
like,
this is, yeah,
legitly like funded this anime, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think from what I heard, this anime took a while to make.
I would imagine. Yeah, I think they said they started in 2016.
Yeah,
and it came out 2019. It's come out last year,
April 2019.
So it took them a little bit.
Yeah, and from what I read, a lot of the stop motion parts that it took like to get like 10 seconds, it took a whole day.
Yeah, stop motion is crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever seen there's a South Park episode where they talk about the process mm-hmm. of doing like mouth flaps, like the kids in South Park try to make a stop motion video. Uh-huh. And it's they talk about like how crazy it is, like, okay, we need the O mouth. All right, we need the closed mouth. Okay, now open mouth. Okay, now open mouth again. And it's just like, just taking pictures. Take pictures every second.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. There's also the bit in Parks and Rec where Ben is trying to, like, he quit his job or something. Or I don't remember if he quit his job or lost his job. But he starts making a claymation and like he like works on it like for I don't know how long, like a month or something like that, or a week, and like he only has like 6 seconds.
I know, it's
he was like I was working really hard, check it out, and like he's even disappointed at how long the video was.
I know, doing it by yourself must be a real pain.
Yeah.
If you're actually really interested in this medium, Jay, you should check out like Kubo and the Two Strings.
Have you
ever heard of it?
That's a movie, right?
Yeah, it's a movie. And like they built like giant sets to house certain things. Like I don't think there's any CG in that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and that one's really impressive. And it sucks because I think it's the same studio who did like Coraline and
okay,
something else. I forget what they did, but those movies don't make their money back.
Oh yeah.
So like they're like really big financial bombs, but they cost so much to make. Mm-hmm. But they're really cool. They're really really yeah. cool. All right, Jay. What comes next? I forget. Oh, rewatchability. I think I'm fine.
Yeah, I think I'm good as well.
There's not a lot of substance to this.
Uh-huh. And that, I think I would watch this again, but after, like, a long while.
Yeah. That's right. Maybe in a long while, like, if somebody was like, oh, what is this? Like, oh. I don't think even that I would rewatch it with somebody. I don't know. It'd have to be, like, a weird occasion. I don't think I'd be not down to rewatch it, but I don't think I'll ever pursue to rewatch it.
Yeah, I think I'm a lot more likely to recommend it than to
rewatch
it.
Ooh, spoilers, Jay. Spoilers. what's something you would do different, Jay? I don't think I would do anything too different.
Better voice acting. I would have saw their new place. That's if they even got a new place.
Yeah, I actually would like to see the relationship of her and the
delivery guy.
Delivery guy, yeah.
You know what I was gonna think? Because like she was like, "Oh, what if he's not in my his route doesn't go like to my new place, right?" I was like, "What? What if like it doesn't go to his new her new place, but they're neighbors?" Like,
that'd be pretty funny.
I mean, it was a funny coincidence that Takeo was like relatives with him.
I really really thought when she was going through her her scrapbook at the end.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a ring. I was like, oh, is this future Kaoru? Like, looking at the past? Because that'd be pretty cool. But then, like, the ring is on her her pinky finger. And I was like, oh, like that's not where red and green goes.
Yeah, she always had that.
Yeah.
She
always... Which is a really cool design.
You know, speaking of that scrapbook, it was funny because there's a picture of the delivery guy in the office. And I was like, I thought he only been there once. How did she get a... managed to get a picture of him.
There you go. Super sleuth.
And all right.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. Rating. What do you rate it, Jay?
I'll give this a niche recommend.
Yeah, niche recommend. You want to see something that's unique?
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe a light recommend, but yeah, this is like a niche recommend.
Is a light recommend higher than a flat recommend?
No.
No, right?
It's a step below a recommend. Like, a recommend is, like, a firm recommend. Like, it's like, eh. Like, niche is, like, even more, I would feel.
Okay.
Like, I guess a light recommend would be, like, you don't believe in it that much, but you can still see good in it. Niche recommend is, like, you have to, there's a subset of people you would recommend
this to. Yeah, that would enjoy it.
Yeah. But, yeah, niche recommend.
Yep.
I would say. All right, Jay, now that our bear costumes are hung out to dry.
I know. and we got rid of some of our old junk.
I still use that. I use that all the time. are you ready for what I have next week on Animal Month?
Yes. I am excited.
All right, so we're sticking with Netflix on this one.
Okay.
And I'm gonna cut this, Jay. But I could pick Brand New Animal because it comes out on Tuesday, but then we'd have to haul ass or record like on Sunday or something.
I think you just do your
I need to just do my original pick. I can wait 2 weeks to watch it. It's fine. So what I'm choosing, Jay, I'm choosing Agretzko. I don't know if you ever heard of Agretzko.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Agretzko.
Never heard of this. What's this about?
It's like a weird, almost, I would say it's like almost American animation-wise.
Okay.
And it's about a raccoon who is a business girl, businesswoman. She's an office lady.
almost. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and she goes to karaoke to sing her blues away, and she's really into metal. And it's about animals. So I'm animal main characters. I'm very excited to check it out. I'll send you the trailer as soon as we're done with this. But they're all really short episodes. I think they're like all 15 minutes. I think there's a Christmas special that came out not too long ago. 20 episodes, 2 seasons. And I think that one OVA, so it's like 21 episodes.
Okay. Agretzko, right?
Yeah, Agretzko.
Yeah.
It's the one with the singing raccoon on it. Or yes. I think she's a raccoon or a fox or something. And
from what I see on Anime Planet, there's like a bunch of different. I think there's a sequel to it as well.
Yeah, it's 2 seasons.
Okay, but are we only doing the first season or?
Oh, we can do both. They're all 15. Short? Yeah, they're all 15 minutes. Okay, an episode.
All right.
So yeah, and the OVA if you get a chance to, I think it's called like a very metal Christmas.
Yeah, this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm excited to check it out.
All right. And if you're excited to check it out with us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yep. Give us a 5-star review and hit the thumbs up or the star. I forget what it is on SoundCloud.
A like.
A like.
Oh, no. Follow. I don't know.
A heart. Yeah.
I think it's a heart.
I think it is a heart. Yeah. Heart us. 5-star us. Recommend us to a friend. Recommend us to an enemy. Do what you got to do to get us out there.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's about it, everybody.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Yeah. Stay, eating mushrooms.
Stay growing mushrooms out your butt.